bit for you from Joshua chapter 6 verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king, and mighty men of valor." We regard this as an exception, as if though this was the only time God gave victory in such a miraculous way. Perhaps we add a few other wonderful stories like Daniel in the lion's den, the three young men in the fire. But in fact, God gives victory to his people in God's way. And as one reads further, it becomes very clear that this was a victory that God designed in his own way. You see, there is the possibility that a person thinks that failure is the norm, that it happens so often that as a Christian you begin to think, well, this is the way that things are. I am just a failure. In heaven, one day when I'm cleansed and I receive a new body, then I'll be victorious. But no, God gives his people victory. It was just before this that God had taken his people through the same rituals which were so symbolic of Christ, the Passover lamb. Just before this, they had celebrated the Passover once again. And all the men, because they were now new men who had been survivors, those who had been born after the failures in the desert, after those who had been disobedient, and God said the shedding of blood, and then after that the Passover lamb, and now they were ready. And also Joshua had a wonderful meeting with the Lord, and it's referred to as the man who comes and says, "I am the commander of the army of the Lord." And Joshua heard directly from the Lord himself, and God gave him the victory. In the New Testament, over and over again, God stresses that his people are victorious. In Corinthians, we read that death is swallowed up by victory. And we read about the victory of the Lord again and again in John. In all the letters, of course, but for instance in John, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Are you living according to God's norm, or has failure become your norm?